Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the ultimate goal of the Israeli cultural connection? The Israeli Cultural Connection is based at the Mid-Island Y JCC, located in Plainview, New York. It's a center for the Israeli community of Long Island and aims to serve as a home away from home. There are activities for children as well as adults, and through these, Israelis can connect or stay connected to their Israeli identity and heritage, celebrate Israeli culture, and explore what it means to be an Israeli living outside of Israel. Yael Katz is the director of the ICC. She holds a master's degree in political science from Tel Aviv University, as well as a master's from Stony Brook University in engineering management. Before relocating to New York, Yael served as an officer in the Israeli army for 3 years, leading an office of several soldiers under her command. She's been working as an educator within both the Israeli and general Jewish communities on Long Island for 10 years. Yael spoke with us about the ICC and the community it serves. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Yael. Could you tell us first a little bit about your own background, where you're from, how long you've been in the United States, and what made you come here?
I'm from Israel. Originally, I'm a Sabra, was born in Israel. When I was 29, after graduating political science in Israel, my husband and I had a baby. He was 3 years old, and we decided to come here on behalf of my academic school. I wanted to go doing my PhD, and my husband got a very good offer as a job offer, and we decided to come to New York. And the major plan was to come here for 3 years for me to finish my PhD, for him to make some money, and then go back to Israel. And now I'm talking to you after being here 19 years.
So you must like it here.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Actually, we tried to go back to Israel when my son... We got another daughter that was born here, and then after 10 years of being here, we decided it's time to go back and to make Aliyah. And sure enough, we tried to do it. And after 11 months, we came back to the same house and same town. It didn't work out well for us the second time.
However, you have programs for the Israeli community on Long Island. I didn't even realize there was a large Israeli community on Long Island. Are there many? And can you tell us a little bit about them? How old they are? Are they families or singles? What are they doing here?
There is a big community. Now it is a community. Before that, it was sporadic. I mean, there was tons of Israelis, but they were not united. So it wasn't a community. It was here and there families which didn't know each other and spread all over Long Island, which is a big chunk of area, and little by little we collect one family to another, and each family spread the rumor that we are looking into more and more families to come and join us as a group, as a community. Ages are varied. You know, you have many academics, young people that are coming here to study in the city, to study here in Long Island, to do their postdoctorate in the labs here in Cold Spring Harbor. You have many that are moving from Boston after finishing their academic studying. There is people that are coming from work. Long Island has a couple of... Long Island used to be a hub for Israeli company that went IPO in the city, and Israel used to send their workers to work here in Long Island. And beside that, you have seniors that, you know, being here for 20, 25, 30 years, and they have their own children already and grandchildren. So it's a family, and now it's a community that's getting bigger and bigger.
So would you say most of them are pretty much settled here, or a lot of them just come for a few years and then go back?
Both. Mm-hmm. I would say both.
Okay, well, tell us first about the Israeli cultural connection. Tell us how it was started and by whom and what you do.
Okay, so the Israeli, what we call ICC, Israeli Culture Connection, we started again because we wanted to create a community. We felt that in order to achieve anything, we have to come as a community, as a one, because even if we have 200 families and each doing her own thing, it's not a community and we have no power. So we decided to create something together, to be united. And then once we are united as a community, then we can build a bridge to other Jewish communities, like the American communities, which this is the goal, to be one big community. But in order to do so, you have to have a community. So now we have the community, the Israeli community, and we are trying to reconnect with the Jewish American community.
When was it started, the ICC?
Maybe four or five years ago, after we felt the urge to do something more substantial, more organized, in order to keep our heritage, in order to keep our identity, in order to have the ability to give something to our kids, to the next generation.
What are some of your activities?
Actually, we have a couple of paths. We have Israeli school. We have Israeli school, Dorot Israeli school. We have four classes, or five classes, from age four and to Tichon, which is a high school. We teach them not only the language, all of them kids that at least understand the language, and at least one parent is an Israeli parent. So all the classes are handled in Hebrew. They learn how to write, they learn how to read. Especially they learn about heritage, about the holidays, about tradition, not about religious, not about the Torah. The Torah is a story, but not Torah as a tefillah. So this is one route that we are taking the kids.
How often do they meet? Is it parallel to the regular public schools, or is it instead of, is it just like a private school?
No. The school is once a week. And it's a two-hour school. It's after school. After school, when kids coming off the bus, they are coming to our place in the JCC, in Plainview JCC, where they host us. We have classes there, and we have teachers, and we keep, holding them for 2.5 hours and teaching them whatever we can. And they are very devoted, and also the parents.
How many kids are there altogether, do you know?
Yes, we started with 20 and we grew up to 50. And it's still growing. We are in still growing process. It's not the end of it. We have a potential, not only we, but there is a potential in Long Island for more and more kids.
What about the other programs? Because we started out with a Dorot school. What other activities do you have?
We also have during the summer, we have what we call Machane Beyachad, which is an Israeli camp. We collaborate with another JCC from Roslyn, C. Jacobson, and the Center of Israel. We are using the same facility as the JCC here. And the kids are coming to this camp in the morning. They have their own camp with their own counselors, all coming from Israel. They have 4 hours in the morning of Hebrew camp, like fun camp. It's not like learning camp. It's a summer camp only in Hebrew. And then after lunch, they all joined into their groups according to the ages for the regular camp until the end of the day.
So would you say then that most of the activities of ICC are for families and children?
No, we also have lectures, shows, movies for adults. We had David Broza, which a well-known singer from Israel, came here. We had Rachel Shapira, which is a poet, well-known again, came to give us a lecture. We had women evenings only for women. We didn't have anything for men. They don't deserve it yet. But we're trying to do everything for everyone. Families, kids, adults, you name it.
In the information, it says that the idea is to explore what it means to be an Israeli living outside of Israel. What does it mean to be an Israeli living outside of Israel?
It's always walking on the fence. You have one leg on the left and the other one is on the right. It means you're never complete. You're not complete in Israel because you're half here, and you're not complete here because your heart is always in Israel.
I know that at least in the past, it wasn't considered a good thing for Israelis to leave Israel. It was almost considered a betrayal of some sort. Has this changed at all?
Israelis that used to come here were called traitors. And even Rabin, the late prime minister that we all very loved, had a comment, and almost like a curse of those people that left Israel. And they were sure that Israelis that are leaving Israel are coming back. And in the 70s, actually in the late 80s, they realized that people that are coming here, not necessarily coming back. And then not only the attitude changes, but also they make more effort to donate money and to let those Israelis that are here a means to keep their identity. Because before that, nothing was giving. There was no organized help from the government, not from the state. The state almost didn't recognize those individuals that happened to be coming here, either for, you know, learning, studying, work. But now people are coming and the state of Israel is supporting them, not financially, but at least giving us the tools of being a group, being a community that's still connected to Israel.
Are there Israeli communities that are similar to this one in other parts of the United States?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is spreading out all over the state. You have in New Jersey, you have in Boston a very strong community, you have in the West, everywhere, everywhere.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from people who participate in all these programs?
For example, yesterday we had the Israeli Memorial Day, Yom HaZikaron, that we doing for the fifth year. We had an overflow of auditorium. More than 400 people came. And from this morning, I'm getting so many emails and so many calls just to thank us for letting them be part of it. I mean, it's overwhelming. You have the opportunity to be here and at least to have some of what you miss from Israel.
Do you have any specific plans for the future?
To increase the activities when it comes to my job. And on a personal note, I would love to be able to live half of the year here and half of the year in Israel.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
I would like to say that I would love to have peace. Amen for that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.